Genesis chapter 28, and begin reading at verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father. Take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, he sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac, his father. And I want to go on down in verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. Of course, after that, Isaac had called Jacob and had blessed Jacob, then Jacob went out from Beersheba to Haran in verse 10. He's going to go to find his wife, go to where his mother had said, and he has a dream. And this is a great story in the Bible. He dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And so in that dream, God reveals himself unto Jacob, and God promises some things unto Jacob. Just like God had promised to his father Isaac, like God had promised to his grandfather Abraham. Now God is dealing with Jacob. He had the blessing. You know the story, how that Jacob had inherited the blessing. And you know, a lot of people, we can see that Isaac wanted to bless his oldest son, Esau. If you look at their life, it doesn't take much to see that Isaac loved the fact that Esau would always go out and hunt and bring back venison. And Isaac would eat off of that. And Jacob was just, he dwelled at the, in the tents. He dwelled among the tents. And he was very good at making pottage. Making that pottage that he made in different ways. And, but he was loved more of his mother, Rebecca, Jacob was. But Isaac, he, having his oldest son Esau and seeing him go out and hunt and kill and bring it back, and I think he enjoyed having that relationship with him. And it's just the type of the flesh, enjoying the flesh. He wanted to bless Esau, but God had done already said that the elder would serve the younger. Now, he had come in from hunting one day, Esau did, and he was starved. He was very hungry. And Jacob said, "Give me your birthright, and I'll give you this pottage." And he said, "What good's a birthright to me? If I die right here, starved to death." Now, he wasn't going to die starved to death. He was right there at the tent. He was right there where they were living. But he was a man of the flesh. And he despised, the Bible says he despised his birthright. You know, it's amazing to me, people that despise the fact that God would even bother them. Could you imagine somebody getting in such a shape that they despise the very house of God, the very Word of God? They despise everything about it. They could be a child of God, but they don't want to be. They don't want God bothering them with it. Well, he had a birthright. Yeah, he knew what it meant to have the birthright, to be the eldest, to be able to have the blessings of his father. Everything would have been given unto him. Everything given to him. And I'll tell you what, that says a lot to us that are saved. We don't know the pinch of all that God has really blessed us with. All that God has given to us, that's our inheritance. Our inheritance from the Father. But here he is. He despises his birthright, and he sells it for a bowl of pottage. Now that birthright's just as good as Jacob's, but now Isaac has to give it to him. And Isaac still didn't want to give it to him. And so you know the story, how that Rebekah come up with this plan, because Jacob and Esau were twins. Jacob and Esau were twins. The Bible said that when she had conceived them, that she had bare them, that they were twins. But Esau was hairy, a lot hairier. So hairy that she said, "You put the skin, the fur, the skin of an animal on your hand, and when he goes to feel your hand, your father, he can't see well. When he goes to feel your hand, he'll think that it's your brother Esau." That's just how hairy that boy was. And so that's what he does. And Isaac says something to him. He answered, and he had told him. He said, "You feel and smell like Esau, but you sound like Isaac." But he gave him the blessing. He gave him the blessing. Now, Esau saw this. And I'm thinking, the first part of this is what I'm thinking. What was it that Esau saw Isaac give to Jacob? What was it? There were some things that Esau saw. First thing he saw, that Isaac blessed Jacob. Could you imagine seeing that? I mean, seeing the father bless him, and that was your blessing? You should have been right there. He could have been right there. He could have been right there on that day getting the blessing from Isaac, but he wasn't. Listen, I remember, let me give you a spiritual application here now. I remember times people going to the altar and getting saved, Brother Ronnie, and I could have been right there. And it passed me by. Listen, it's nobody's fault but my own. It was nobody's fault but Esau. He didn't have to sell his birthright for a pot of flesh. Amen? He didn't have to sell his birthright, but he watched as Isaac blessed Jacob. And by the way, listen, the world is watching us and watching God bless us. They are watching. He also saw that Jacob was charged not to take a wife of the Canaanites. He had a different set of rules put upon him. I mean, Esau, I mean, he didn't, what was wrong with marrying a Canaanite woman? There's some beautiful Canaanite women. But because that Isaac had blessed Jacob, listen, part of the blessing was that he had to secure a wife in their family line from his mother's side of the family. A cousin. It was his mother's brother. Children. They said, that's where you'll go and find a wife. You see, he was to find a wife the same place that Isaac found his wife. Same family. Amen. Same place. Same exact neck of the woods. Amen. I mean, when Abraham had sent Eliezer to find Isaac a wife, this is where he went. This is where he found Isaac's bride. Now, Isaac has blessed Jacob and said, you're going to go to the same place. Don't get out here in the world to find a wife. Don't get out here among the Canaanites and the Hittites and all them to try to find a wife. Right here's where you're going to find a wife. This is what God wants out of your life. He needed to now follow that. And Esau saw that, whether he understood it or not. And he probably didn't understand it. Probably did not understand it. But I'll tell you what. His life had changed. And did you know that Jacob had obeyed his parents? And Esau saw that. Jacob did exactly that. He went to that very place that they said, that's where you go to find a wife. He obeyed. Listen, I was talking a little while ago about a big part of the Christian life is being discipled, and being discipled means being obedient. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, then are you my disciples. You do what I say, you love me. So he saw, he had an obedience. The supplanter, Jacob, the one that snuck around. His life is changing. He's got the blessing of the Father on his life now. He's obedient. Canaanite women did not please the father. Probably for the first time, Esau really saw, Dad don't like those Canaanite women for us. Listen, those boys that were Israelites, and it's shown here in Abraham's family, and any time on down, any time that a Hebrew boy ever married outside of the Hebrews, it was misery to their families. And it was problems. David married outside of the Israelites, and it was bothersome to him. His son, Solomon, definitely married outside. He had all kinds of wives and all kinds of strange gods. He wasn't supposed to marry them women. It was grievousome. Grievousome. Listen, the very fall of the kingdom began. David was king, king of Israel. Solomon then was king, king of Israel. After that, they were divided, Israel and Judah. You had good kings and bad kings. You had kings that wanted to serve God, few, and you had more kings that wanted to serve strange gods. Wicked. Many wicked. If they had just done what the Father said, what was pleasing unto the Father. Are you hearing me? But he saw that. He saw that. And Esau, like I said, being a type of the flesh, he saw this spiritual man now, Jacob. He's a type of the spiritual man, Israel. The chosen one. Picked out and put on a chosen path. Amen. Now, I don't know if Esau knew this, but I'm going to give you some things that God said, I will, to Jacob. This is the message. Jacob has received the blessing. Esau has seen these things in Jacob's life. Just how real is all this? God comes to him in a dream. And here's the first thing that God told him. Look down in verse number 13. Chapter 28 and verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it. He's talking about above that ladder that reached to heaven. And the angels of God ascending and descending upon that ladder. So the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. I'm going to give you the promised land, Jacob. That's pretty good, amen. That God's got a promised land for his people. I promise you, you're going to inherit the land. Listen, when the Lord told his disciples, and us. I go away to prepare a place for you. That's a promised place. I go away to prepare a place for you. He's making a promise right there, Brother Ronnie. A place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That tells me something. This place that he goes to prepare is the same place where he is. He didn't say, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'll be over here. I prepare a place for you that where I am, there ye may be also. A promised land. A promised place. That's what God promised to Jacob. That's what God promised to you and I. Promised us a place. And he said this. Let's read on down. Verse 14. Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. That's talking about the scattering of Israel. He said, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's Christ coming through Jacob, through one of Jacob's sons. In thee and in thy seed. And he had 12 sons. That's his seed. He said, in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of earth be blessed. The promise of Christ himself. And behold, I am with thee. I am with thee. Amen. Behold, I am with thee. Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So he's promised him, I'm going to keep you wherever you go. Wherever you go. I'm going to keep you wherever you go. I'm going to be with you. Brother Dave, when you lived down in Georgia, was God down there with you? Did he stay down there when you come up here? He did. You know what I'm talking about, though, don't you? Miss Mary, did God let you come up here by yourself when you left Canaan? Amen. When we had to leave from over there in Graham County, left Grace Tabernacle and waved bye to everybody, God came with us. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. That's what he told Jacob. He's promised him that. He's promised us that. Listen, in the new, I'm not trying to spiritualize Israel's promises and make them ours. But I can see things that God told them, and he give us the same promises, similar promises in the New Testament. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord that he said, I'll be with you wherever you go. Amen. I'm going to bring you again to this land, he told him. I'm not going to, until I have fulfilled all my obligations. Amen. In chapter 31, verse 3, he said, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. down in verse 20, Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Now listen, that's good, Jacob saying that, but God was already his God. God had already chosen Jacob. Jacob wasn't going to get away from him. Amen. God had already blessed him. Had succored him. Amen. He said, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. See, what he had done is he had laid on a pillar of stone that night. You got one of them soft pillows at home? He had a stone that he rested on. And he said, this stone's going to be God's house. I don't know how big it was, but it was a big enough monument that Jacob knew, when I come to this place, he said, surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. He saw that vision, that ladder to heaven. Angels going up, angels coming down, up and down, and God above it at the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel. It was called Luz at the first, but he called the name of that place Bethel, which means the house of God. The house of God. He said, surely, listen, he just thought it was a good place to rest on his journey. God revealed himself unto Jacob, told him all of these things. I can remember the first time. Do you remember after God saved you, the first time you realized God said, I'm not going to ever leave you. I'll be with you wherever you go. We're going to finish this together. Amen. I'm going to take care of you. Look what Esau, Adam, good picture there, what he missed out on. Flesh. Flesh ain't going to inherit it. Spiritual man, saved man, amen, he's the one. He'll inherit it. He has it. He's received the blessing, amen. Thank the Lord. All right, I'm done. I talked longer than I meant to. I want you to stand.